Hello, my name is Maliv, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, freedom, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by the hosts of the Calling All Vegan show based in Toronto, Canada. We're joined by Sue Spahr and Alec Bosse. And the Calling All Vegan show is about administering that spoonful of sugar, humor, and entertainment to help the medicine, uncomfortable truths, go down. Interviewing vegan creatives, influencers, business owners, and everyday people with an aim of saturating the airwaves with resonating, compelling anti-speciesist, animal, and viral-friendly content. Welcome, Sue and Alec, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marlene. It's really a pleasure to be brought on board for this. We're looking forward to it.
Hello. So happy to hear from you again.
Well, I'm happy about this, and I'm very honored. You two are totally awesome.
Well, thank you.
And congratulations on your show, The Calling All Vegan Show. It's really great.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a long progress to get along, but we've had some amazing interviews, and we're really proud of some of the different animal rights activists and such that we've been able to highlight and promote, as well as vegan businesses and documentary makers, et cetera. It's been very amazing.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have connected with people from, you know, locals right up to the movers and shakers in our movement.
Yes, and I'm really excited that you're joining us via Skype from Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly here today. I think it was just around freezing, and boy, was it cutting deep today when I was coming in.
Yeah, well, minus 16 yeah. Celsius, but I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. So
cold.
Yeah, well, it's been fierce here in Massachusetts, the wind and the cold, really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess we do live in these northern climes, right?
So yeah. I try to keep in mind that, all the suffering that we have with in the cold is nothing compared to the animals that when they're being transported on their way to death. I keep that in perspective, and it isn't nearly as bad, I guess.
Well, and even our wildlife with climate change, they're just not being able to prepare their bodies like they usually would, you know, like with having that kind of progressive drop in temperature. We're getting warm weather right up until mid-November now.
Yeah, so drops
they're
right down.
It's not leaving them the time to put on their down and fur and weight and things like that. So
I know. We're really living in perilous times. When I look up at the sky and I see all the chemical trails and the weather warfare, weather modification, and how that's affecting everybody in the wildlife, too. So it's just crazy insane. And mm-hmm. I think that it really takes a vegan paradigm to rise on this planet for harmony and sustainability to happen.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, that is one of the motivating factors for not only Calling All Vegans, but also Wishbone, is just to try to activate individuals to raise more awareness of how converting to a vegan life and activism is so important to help us to be able to survive, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to know how you two met and how your passion and compassion with veganism led you to be the founders of The Calling All Vegan Show.
Well, I think a lot of people think that Alec and I are a couple. We're just really good friends. But I was actually at a Toronto Fish Save demo, and Alec was new to I I've been an activist since I was 14 years old. So I don't know what, 10 years now, more like 45. But Alec came walking up, and you know, we vegans, when we've got somebody who's new to the fold, we welcome them with open arms. And he started doing activism all the time, and then showed up at my very newly launched Calling All Vegan show. And he, you know,
got roped in.
Yeah. So he went from audience member to guest to co-host in pretty short order.
Yeah.
All coming at you from Wishbone Animal Rights Lab in downtown Toronto.
Yes, and I enjoy your interviews, whether you have the in-person guests sitting on the couch and with all the artwork that you feature at your Wishbone Animal Rights Lab, and also the ones when you have it online for guests who are not on site.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We make it a point to try to bring in guests from all different walks of life and different types of vegans, and that's one of the main points, is to show that anyone can be vegan and anyone can be an active animal rights vegan. And so sometimes that's meeting with people in person, which is excellent. And sometimes that means we're meeting with somebody, you know, via Skype or Zoom or something, so that we can meet with someone on the other side of the world, for example. We really want to make sure that we can do everything we can to highlight all different types of vegans and also show them that anyone can be, you know, doing activism.
Well, I like your interviews, and one of my favorite was one that you had in person, and I think you recorded it last summer, 2024, and it was the man who runs the Five Principles Cafe.
Oh, yes. He's an amazing individual, yeah.
Lanray.
Yeah, Lanray is...
I'm not going to attempt that last name right now.
But Lanray is an amazing individual, and he does some amazing food as a form of outreach. And it's his whole family gets involved with that, which I really, really enjoy. That when I've gone to his Five Principles buffets, where he'll do like a brunch buffets thing, and everyone from the children to his wife to everybody is just like making everyone feel absolutely at home. And he is such an amazing soul. I'm really blessed to have him as an individual.
Yes, he is. That came across through very clearly in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it that the Calling All Vegan show has the good fortune to chat with cool, inspiring vegans from all walks of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I also very much value your philosophy and practice of honoring vegans from all walks of life, because as we know, there's so many varied opinions, and I think that's okay. Yeah, that's what I find also, and to connect closely with others of like mind. You know, and I don't see it as cliques. I just think that's just naturally gravitating towards others of like mind. But what I am opposed to is censorship and cancel culture. That's when I disassociate, because that's gone too far.
100%. I definitely agree with you on that. And, you know, that's one of the things that we, you know, try to do is have a variety of different opinions and be able to give an opportunity for those different opinions to be expressed, all united on the notion that, you know, veganism is the answer. How do we get there? What's the best way to reach other individuals? What's the most effective? That's part of the conversation. And it's important that we have room for differences of opinion so that we can resonate to different individuals and increase the opportunity for people to start thinking about veganism as the answer to so many of our problems in this world.
So we're willing to sit down and talk with anyone and hear what they have to say. And I don't have to agree with them, but somebody out there may, and that's going to resonate with somebody.
As long as we're keeping the notion that veganism is the default, and that's, you know, only the premise of the show, but also one of the primary premises of Wishbone Animal Rights Lab, is, you know, there's room for conversation as long as we are continuing to move forward the idea of veganism.
Before we start talking about the Wishbone Animal Rights Lab, I would also like to ask a few more questions about your guests that you have interviewed concerning vegan food in the Toronto area. So here in Worcester, we're really lucky. We have two vegan restaurants at the Loving Hut chain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I just had lunch there. So good. And so we're really lucky. So I'd like to hear some of the scoop on the vegan restaurants or vegan caterers in Toronto.
Well, we want to start getting a lot more people in again. We're kind of gearing ourselves back up to get back to our old format since we now have this great space. And we used to almost always have a food guest on. So,
and one thing that we know is that whenever we have any food guest, be it one of the local caterers, one of the cheesemakers, one of the restaurants here in Toronto.
Or a bigger audience size.
The live studio audience always is much larger when we have a food guest.
They meet the moment.
And two, they are very, very attentive and looking forward to sample some of the wonderful food that gets offered.
Well, they certainly stick around, right?
Yeah,
there's nobody
true.
Leaving early. So.
Let's see, who are some of the nice guests that we've had throughout the years?
You know what? I'm sorry, I'm drawing
it's
a blank
okay.
right
so,
now, but we are going to be having Hogtown Vegan on at some point. But it has to be on a Monday because you know restaurants they close on Monday, so that's the day they're available.
One of the food guests that we're looking forward to, Jordan of Hogtown. Hogtown Vegan has been a major influence and staple for that home cooked sort of comfort food type of veganism that a lot of people, when they first become vegan, they are afraid that they're going to have to miss out on foods. And Hogtown Vegan has been excellent on being able to provide that sort of comfort food that we oftentimes are afraid that we're going to miss. So we're looking forward to having Jordan on the show for
that. Yeah, the fact that they're one of my all-time favorites, so that's why I want them on. And I'm hoping that samples will come along. So.
Samples are always good.
That's for sure. Well, thanks again, Sue and Alec. Really awesome. Well, now I'd like to hear some details about the Wishbone Animal Rights Lab in Toronto that you founded.
Ooh. Well, Wishbone is my dream child. I really wanted to have a space where people would have absolutely no excuse. I'll be nice and I'll say have no barriers to getting active. So if somebody says, oh, well, we don't have a space to meet, here we have it. Like as long as it is an animal rights related pursuit and it's a non-commercial venture, people have full and free access to anything we have here. So I wanted to make sure that, if people said they couldn't afford equipment, well, we have an equipment lending library. They need a place to gather. We've got free space. We've got 1,270 square feet of space here in downtown Toronto. We have a large resource center and an activism supplies nook, so they can sign out any book, just like a regular library. And as far as the activism supplies, we encourage people to take all of any pamphlets, stickers, to use our chalk. We even have fake blood, if that's your thing. We have costumes. People thought of it because they're clogging up the storage room right now. So it's front of mind. And we offer workshops. We have a fully equipped media studio, including a sound dampened podcast room. We're still working on putting those acoustic tile. We're almost done.
Recording studios for both video and audio, lending library of equipment for things like megaphones and lasers and
portable cooktops,
etc. And then physical space for things like meetings and documentaries and workshops and cooking demos and art show openings, etc. Basically trying to not only remove barriers, but also help build networks so that we are able to bring individuals together, meet each other, and become excited about doing more activism.
Well, and just like we mentioned with trying to have a variety of guests on our show, we want to make sure that we have a variety of things to offer here at Wishbone for activists.
Everything from workshops and art show openings to vegan board game nights and vegan karaoke nights, just to build community so that we can have people help re-energize each other so that we can continue working on our activism.
Wow, that's really huge, really significant and important. Congratulations and thank you. And much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Alec Bosse and Sue Spa, founders of The Calling All Vegan Show and Wishbone AR Lab in Toronto. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Sue and Alec. And now we're listening to Kreeziar, a vegan musician in Paris, France, and this is Antispecialist.
Tu traites sans repos dans les couloirs du métro. Les gens ne s'arrêtent pas, tu fais le premier pas. Tu voudrais abolir ce système moral. Impossible de percer dans son gilet pare-balles. Tu voudrais donner les yeux à la justice. Impossible de changer cette femme pleine de vie. Antispéciste, ne baisse pas les bras. Quand tu repenses à tous ces sévices. Antispéciste, chaque jour tu me prends du service. Tu prends pas les vipères du fond, non, t'en veux plus.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Alec Bosse and Sue Spa. They're joining us via Skype in Toronto, Canada. Sue Spa is a lifelong devotee to animals and commenced her activism as a toddler protecting insects. She has whispered the same wish since she was a preschooler for people to stop hurting animals. At the age of 14, she made a conscious decision to become an animal advocate, and over the past 45 years has participated in a variety of forms of activism, including street demos and marches, animal rescue, and sanctuary operator, and is now the host of the Calling All Vegan Show, a director of Plant-Based World Media, Plant-Based Revolution, and One Health, and co-founder and lab director of Wishbone Animal Rights Lab in Toronto, Canada. She strives to spotlight the creativity and hard work of others within the movement. Two back-to-back viewings of Earthlings in 2016 was all it took for Alec Bosse to instantly go vegan. Very shortly after, he became a permanent fixture in the Toronto animal rights scene. His Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy has served him well, particularly as an outreacher at Anonymous for the Voiceless, Cubes of Truth, and as a sometimes co-host of Calling All Vegans, an online talk and variety show now recorded at Wishbone Animal Rights Lab. Alec has knowledge and experience in a wide assortment of fields to the point of being considered a Renaissance man. He has a keen interest in vegan Dungeons and Dragons and LARPing, and is a director of Plant-Based World Media and co-founder of Wishbone Animal Rights Lab.
It's a continual growing process, and we're really, really proud to be able to offer support to our community in this way.
Very noble. Thank you. Thank you again.
Oh, you're too kind. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I really feel that the vegan activists are very important. When I think about it, especially like you having a center, it's great too that you also offer the paraphernalia that they would use on the streets with pamphlets and buttons and posters and costumes, etc. What I really see it as is the vegan AR activists are really doing the job of the religious institutions in the educational system which the religious institutions and the educational system are not doing their job. And that's why it takes vegan AR activists out there.
We've got to pick up the slack.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that as a culture continues to grow and develop, those different networks of support continue to grow and develop. And I'm really proud that here in Toronto and in other places, veganism and animal rights are able to be part of that support system to help educate individuals and help activate individuals and help support individuals as they grow with this greater awareness.
Okay, Alec, the philosopher. Yep, you said it very nicely. Well, Sue, I'd love to hear about the name Wishbone Animal Rights Lab.
Oh, well, I realize it could be said to be a speciesist name, but there was some method to my madness. So as a little one, every year on my birthday cake candles, or if I saw a shooting star, I'd close my eyes and wish that people would stop hurting animals. But I was also back then wishing on turkey wishbones. So there again, close my eyes. I wish that people would stop hurting animals, and then crack. And, you know, I'd be excited if I got the big piece of the wishbone. And also the fact that labs are normally a place where animals are being researched on. So we're the antithesis of that. We're a lab where animals are not only can feel safe, but also are protected and supported and fought for. But we have a little ambassador of anti-speciesism. His name is Vish, and he is a plushie. He is a little wishbone. One of his clavicles is broken, as if he was snapped in a wishing vest on Thanksgiving. And out of his clavicle is growing this green sprout because a seed of compassion was planted in this most unlikely of places. So Vish's little motto is, the people snapping wishbones one day may go vegan the next.
Absolutely. So,
and also by having this name, it does open up the conversation again and again about animal rights and speciesism.
Yeah, I like that. And it is so true how veganism and animal liberation, animal rights is still the big taboo to be talking about in all circles, even in 2025. It's crazy.
And it's funny because it's all throughout our lives. In the work environment, the use and exploitation of animals causes so much pain and suffering, even among humans. There's so many different points where we have a blind eye to seeing how animal use is causing so many challenges in the world. We will refuse to even bring that up as a topic, you know. That's an important conversation that isn't happening. We need to be having this conversation so that we can be raising greater awareness for the ways that animals are being used in all aspects of life.
Yes, and that reminds me, one of my favorite pictures of you, Sue, is a photo of you in front of a poster, and it's an Egg Truth poster. Some of the truths that are written there is the egg yolk, peritonitis, prolapses, slaughter, genetic manipulation, and of course we all know about the extermination of the male chicks upon hatching, the egg industry. So yeah, can you tell us more about that, please?
Well, that's a lot of misery behind me in that photo. It was a campaign done by Egg Truth, which is headed up by Nigel Osborne. He also heads up Dairy Truth. And they put up a bunch of posters in bus shelters and very visible spots throughout the city of Toronto, just to raise awareness for the misery that these poor animals go through.
It's one of those things that individuals that aren't aware of it,
they're
completely
like, how can it hurt an egg?
Exactly.
Hurt a chicken, it's just an egg.
They're perfectly fine being ignorant of it. Right. And, you know, it's one of those situations where as individuals become aware and expand their compassion, they see how things like the egg industry isn't as simple as it seems on first level of just taking the unused eggs.
Yeah. And I mean, the free range is not the answer.
No, it is not.
I'm glad you said that, because we know about the vegan animal rights movement being infiltrated and co-opted by the entities that shouldn't be, and I think that's one of the agendas. So we're going to keep at it, creating a vegan paradigm of justice and freedom.
Well, I often say, I mean, I'm 58 and a half now, and I'm only living to 100, and I have to see animal liberation in my lifetime. So chop, chop.
Yes, yes, indeed. Another thing I appreciate on your website of the Wishbone Animal Rights Lab is your vegan directory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another program that was being spearheaded by local activist.
Yeah, that's by Susan Banks. She's actually one of the co-founders of Animal Rights Toronto, along with Jenny McQueen. And they're both kick-ass old-school activists. So.
And we're very blessed to have individuals such as them that are doing active animal rights work here in Toronto.
Yeah, but the vegan directory is, it's well, pretty much as it's self-explanatory, but it's a directory of ethical vegan businesses, or ethically owned vegan businesses, I guess. All different types, and just so people who are, you know, looking to support other vegans, that's where they'll, you know, find the mother load.
Exactly. It makes it easier for you to make those conscious decisions. And when Susan started promoting that, we wanted to get associated with it as well and help promote it, because it's really important for us to be able to, you know, speak with our pocketbook as well and support each other and support decisions that are going to be helping us reach our goal of animal liberation. You know?
Plus, she helps us with the website.
She is amazing.
She might have snuck that one in there. I'm kidding.
Well, that's great. Yes, and animal liberation for sure.
Woo!
Well, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have, and all your contact information?
Well, I want to say thank you to everyone who took a moment to tune in and listen to us today. And keep in mind that everyone can be vegan. Everyone can be an active vegan. And, you know, here at Wishbone Animal Rights Lab, as well as Calling All Vegans, we want to remove those barriers and encourage individuals to become active.
Yeah, and just if anyone is interested in opening their own animal rights center in their city or town or area, please do reach out to us. What we're trying to do here is to create the blueprint for a prototype or a proof of concept, I guess, and being able to kind of offer
support.
Yeah, or just like a scalable turnkey operation.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
If you want to email, it's wishbonearlab@gmail.com or on our Instagram, and it's wishbonearlab.
Feel free to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook, or even YouTube for Calling All Vegans.
Thank you, Alec Bosse and Sue Spar.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you.
I love how you said my name. Woo!
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
What a thrill.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. And merci beaucoup to Crisier. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation, wishing you an awesome, peaceful, beautiful, harmonious day.